The temple, a model home. Besides being a place of answers, the temple is also a model home. It is a house of glory, a house of order, a house of God. Christ is the model person, and his house is the model home. Many people never had a model home. Go to the temple and observe what happens there. Study it carefully, the cleanliness, the order, the reverence, the equality, the divine purpose. We never hear people raising their voices in the temple. Questions and problems are handled with great respect and kindness. Everyone is dressed equally. There is no emphasis on status or possessions. Everyone is God's own child. In the temple, we experience a celestial culture. Because of this, the temple can offer a healing experience to those who may have been wounded in other relationships. One woman described the feeling she had upon returning to the temple after her divorce was finalized. This is her expression. "There was a short time when I wasn't able to have my temper recommend because I was going through a divorce. That was really, really hard for me because it was like being cut off from where I needed to be. I wanted to do everything I possibly could do to get back. I felt, what good is it to be a member of the church if you can't have your temple recommend and be able to fulfill all of the covenants you're supposed to do? What good is it to be baptized and be in the church if you can't go all the way with it? It's almost like living in vain without that. I remember when I was able to go back, I was so brokenhearted and feeling downtrodden and alone. I had done all that I could to regain my temple recommend, but I still felt like I had let my Father in heaven down. I knew he loved me and cared about me and wanted me to be there, but inside I felt like I wasn't good enough. How could he forgive me for letting him down? I had decided to go through with the divorce, and I never really forgave myself totally, so I didn't think the Lord would forgive me. Of course he would, but I still couldn't feel that way, and I felt all these burdens and heartaches. When I went back to the temple, it was almost like he put his arms around me and lifted all those burdens. I just can't explain how everything was lifted from me. I felt pure peace and the love of his arms around me." Close quote. All six transcendent events embodied in the temple. I suggest that the temple embodies all six events of the restoration. The first event, or the first vision, has to do with identity and relationships. There is no other place on earth where our true identity and our relationship with Heavenly Father are so clearly defined as in the temple. The second event involves the divine mission of Jesus Christ, and this is the fundamental doctrine woven through every aspect of the temple ceremony. The third event relates to priesthood covenants, which are central to all temple ordinances. The fourth event has to do with the church. In the temple, we agree to fully devote ourselves to the upbuilding of the Lord's Latter-day Church and Kingdom. The fifth event involves the keys of salvation, and the temple is where we see the full manifestation of these keys in proclaiming the gospel, perfecting the saints, and redeeming the dead. The sixth event, of course, is the restoration of the temple ordinances themselves. The purest paradigms about every facet of life are presented in the temple. In fact, I suggest that every principle of the gospel, the whole plan of life and salvation, is taught in the temple, either by precept or by example. The more we go to the temple in the spirit of openness and preparation and prayer, the more we will find that it is a place of living revelation. I know that that is true. In the temple, the Lord can reaffirm in a powerful way our understanding of his plan for us, as one returned sister missionary discovered. This is her language. "When I came back from my mission, I was sure that the Lord was going to answer all my questions, and that because I had served a faithful mission, everything was just going to go boom, 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 and fall into place. I was going to know exactly what to major in, and within a year or so, I was going to meet somebody who would fall madly in love with me, because I was a good person, and I was trying hard, and I loved the Lord. I just thought all these things were going to happen. but I really had a hard time getting into school and was only admitted into night school, so I had a hard time getting into any of my classes. I was really hurt. I didn't understand why everything was such a struggle after I had just served a faithful mission. I was expecting to be blessed. One day, when all of this was going on, I went to the temple with some of my friends. After the session, somebody came up to me and spoke to me. I had never seen her before, and I have never seen her since. But she said something to me about how beautiful I looked, and that she could tell that I was really committed to the Lord, and that He loved me. At that moment, something just clicked with me. My problems did not go away, but it was a moment of enlightenment. I walked out of the temple saying, "I can do this." And the answers to my prayers came, even though they didn't come when I wanted. My life has gone very little like what I had planned for as a young woman. But I am not unhappy, and I am grateful that I can look back on that moment and change my attitude. That day in the temple has made all of the difference for me. Most important, it affected my relationship with God, because I realized that He cares about me and that I'm just not down here by myself trying to figure everything out on my own. Close quote. Many vital principles, like the truths experienced by that young woman, are taught in the temple. We'll touch on just a few of them here.